This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are back. The WIP afternoon show. After spending Monday celebrating presidents throughout our history, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, mostly, we're back.
We're back.
How we doing, buddy?
Brother Spike, doing pretty good. Miss you. Was a long weekend. Mm-hmm. We needed it. Coming off of last week in the Super Bowl and that parade Friday, definitely needed the extra day. So shout out to you. And Cookie Rojas is back there behind the glass. Just says... I'm just ready for this week with you to begin because I know that it won't be comfortable for you, Cookie Rojas. Holla at your boy.
What's up?
All right, there he is. Friends. Wait a minute. Where's Jack? Where's Jack? Where's Fritz? I don't understand.
Well, he is a two-time father. Like the Eagles are two-time champions. Yeah. Jack's a two-time father now.
But the other kid was weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yep.
We have another paternity leave.
Right. Hmm. He had to catch up on his week off because he sacrificed to come back for the Eagles' postseason run.
Oh, okay. So he sacrificed.
Yeah, he sacrificed.
Oh, okay. So Jack won't be with us this week. But don't worry. We will have the return of Honest Jack. And we'll have a check-in on his tweets. Because I told him, you take that week next week. It's fine. I better not see any tweets from you. No tweets, no podcast. So we are back. We've got a great show, as we always do. Tuesdays with Elliot is not just for Eagle season. Oh, no. Elliot Shore-Barnes joins us at 3. Devin Caney, live from Clearwater, will join us at 4. And Fran gives his shot at the top 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock. We'll see how he does there. And Fran, are you with us anymore this week, or is it just a...
Thursday, too.
Okay, so we'll see if you can do it on Thursday based on your performance today. So, Ike, as we try to... I guess it's interesting, like with the Super Bowl having just happened, we're sort of in this sort of like nowhere's land in that we're not quite ready to go all in on the Phillies. Lord knows we don't want to talk about the Sixers or the Flyers at this point. And it doesn't feel like we should jump on next Eagles season. But as soon as that season's over, the parade's done, we have to start looking toward it, right?
Yeah.
And Kellen Moore going to New Orleans to be the head coach. Now, it was announced today Kellen Moore has hired T.J. Paganetti, who was the Eagles' run game specialist and offensive line assistant coach. One thinks there is a possibility they'll hire Doug Neusmeyer to be the offensive coordinator. And I think if we hadn't won the Super Bowl, we would have been talking about this offensive coordinator thing a lot more. I understand this is not an easy decision, but this is an enormous hire, I think, for the Philadelphia Eagles. We did see what happened last time they lost an offensive coordinator, right? And the Eagles did not have a great offensive season in 2023. Mm-hmm. I think most notably, Jalen Hurts didn't have an awesome offensive season in 2023 with all those turnovers. And I think more than ever, it is important, after seeing what Hurts is capable of in those final 2 weeks, also knowing we're probably not going to get the same Saquon Barkley back, so we can't just run back the same stuff we've done, for the Eagles to look outside of the organization for their offensive coordinator and not just hire within. I know that Nick has risen to a place with winning a Super Bowl that he will probably want to make that call, and it seems obvious what he's want to do with that call, but I just look at this. This is an opportunity right here. And the Eagles have an opportunity to find one of the best and brightest and bring them into the organization and realize that the offense next year has to perform, I think, at a better clip than the offense did this year, mm-hmm. which is why I think I still continue to think they have to go outside. They have to look at what's there, and they have to use this as an opportunity to make the organization stronger.
Yeah, you know, I look at what they've done and what they have, and I say continue to build on what you've done. And I think that's what, at least that's what early signs are saying, that Nick Sirianni sort of wants to do. He wants to continue to build on what they have, build from within, promote from within. You know, having these working relationships are important when you're talking about a culture that's conducive to winning and you want to have sustained success. And I do believe continuity is important to Jalen. And while I know he didn't give a, let's say, ringing endorsement for Kevin Petullo.
He did not.
But when does he ever give a ringing endorsement for anybody?
That is a fair,
right?
So, a fair point.
So I can't even hold that against him. He's just so locked in. Oh, he's dialed in. He's Jordan Mamba mentality now. You know what I mean? He's locked in on
everything.
He's
locked in. He's locked in on his job.
Yes, on his job. But in all seriousness, this is one of these situations where if the head coach wants to promote from on his staff to someone who he has full trust and confidence in, someone that he believes shares his vision of success. He talked about it, how any decisions he's made, he's run it past Kevin Petullo, and because that's how much he values his opinions on things. And that sounds like to me that's a ringing endorsement from within. And I think Nick Sirianni, after what he's gone through, what he's overcome, how he has continued to evolve and develop as a head coach, he's earned the right to name his next in charge as far as who he believes will be a good fit to run the offense. Now, if the organization decides, no, we want to go and do something different, then I would say this. You'd better be right, because not only are you showing a lack of confidence in the head coach and how he sort of sees this team being run, if Petullo is still on the staff, that's also another coach who you're showing a lack of confidence in. And I don't know if that's a great way to start off a repeat when you're trying to do what you just did. And so if this is what Nick Sirianni wants, I think Nick Sirianni has earned the right. Whether it turns out to be wrong or not, he's earned the right. I didn't agree with Mike Groh being placed in there and Doug put him in there, but I thought Doug earned the right to do that. He earned that right. Now, when it doesn't work, you get that taken away from you. Things change. But I'd rather have that happen that way versus the other way around, and it doesn't work.
See, you know, I disagree on the Sirianni thing, actually, because I have a lot of faith in him doing what he is doing now. And what I don't want to forget is we found out what he's good at. And I don't know that he is good at, like, you get to this position, you want to reward your guys. But I don't know that the best thing for offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, as they try to repeat as Super Bowl champs, is to reward your guys. Right? I mean, I don't know that that is what we should be doing. I think truthfully, what got us here is Howie Roseman going out and finding the best offensive coordinator available, mm-hmm. going out and finding the best defensive coordinator available. Mm-hmm. You know, we've learned through this time what maybe Nick's not good at, right? We learned maybe Nick's not great at calling plays, right? And maybe Nick's not great at hiring offensive coordinators either. I mean, they sort of failed the last time they promoted from within, mm-hmm. with this tenure. And I don't I don't know that Nick's success as a head coach means that he gets all the power he wants in other avenues. They were successful, Howie, going out and finding the best offensive coordinator they did. And I have a lot of respect for Nick Sirianni, mm-hmm. but I still want Howie to go find the best offensive coordinator there is. That is, to me, what got us into this position, and it's what will get us into the same position again.
See, this is where I would disagree there. What got us into this position is Nick Sirianni having the trust and the vision that some of his players had coming to him, and then having the ability to change courses 1/4 of the way through the season, something he had done in his rookie season. Even though Shane Steichen was calling the plays, they still changed their offense to a run-based offense, to where that was the primary direction they wanted to go in. Run first, pass second. They were able to do that this year. And that hasn't been what Kellen Moore was successful at doing in years past. So I would even dare to say this, because I think it was Shady who brought this up at some point during the season, that he had firsthand knowledge that Nick Sirianni has a greater hand in the offense than a lot of people believe.
I remember that, yeah.
Right? So, and that being said, what the offense eventually turned into, how much of that credit really does go to Nick Sirianni? Right? Kellen Moore may have been calling plays or what have you, but the design of the offense and what would work is, this is something Kellen Moore had never done before with an offense, whereas Nick had been in a run-based offense. So I'm not so sure that we aren't giving Nick Sirianni, from a play design and a philosophy, more credit or enough credit. We aren't giving him the amount of credit that we should be giving him. We act as if Kellen Moore was the genius behind all of this, and he's the reason the offense was what it was. If anything, shout out to Kellen Moore. Appreciate the Super Bowl. They had the worst passing offense in the league. I'm not saying it was Kellen Moore's fault.
Right.
I'm saying is the genius of Kellen Moore didn't make the passing game any greater. The running offense is what made the offense what it was, and that was Nick Sirianni's decision to do that.
Yeah, I think that the passing game needs to be greater, right?
And
I think the best case for doing that is just keep looking until you find the guy. 215-592-9494.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should Nick Sirianni be able to hire from within for offensive coordinator, or should they look outside the organization? Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, conveniently, y'all missed Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. We had a party yesterday.
I have something to say about Rhodes doing his little theme show.
We celebrated. Don't worry about it. We popped some champagne, some court. You know what I'm saying? We had a good old time celebrating the quarterback. And hold up, do you have another kid? Hold on, I never know you come back and then you get more time?
Oh, and when does it end, Corey? Like, I think the biggest question is, when does it end?
Like, what, 2 months old? It's at least 2 months.
When does it end? This company.
About he come back for the team, man, please. We were pressing some buttons back there. You know, he went back for a New Orleans trip. He came back for the vacation and all that. Come on, man.
Bring the baby in here. You could do both.
Exactly, man. Right. Exactly. But, Mike, I don't want to hear this from you, dog. All that DVOA passing, worst pass off of the league, never won a Super Bowl with that. Nah, dog, we don't want to hear that.
Well, they won a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl passing the ball, though.
They broke history. You know what I'm saying? All that never DVOA lowest and all that, never won. Guess what? We won. So Sirianni, Howie, if y'all want to collab, listen. I'm not saying just give it to Kevin Petullo. You know, have an interview. Obviously, they got to do the Rooney Rule and all that. Interview some guys. And if Sirianni if Sirianni likes a certain person, whether it be a Petullo and he you know, outshines you, then he deserves to be hired. My thing with the whole offense situation is like kind of like what Ike said. It ain't like this offense last year. Let's get something on the record about last year. Last year, the offense was not bad. They collapsed. It was not bad. Now, I don't feel like it was just, you know, calling plays that made the collapse happen. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there was some intricate, you know, backdoor stuff going on that we don't know about still to this day. That was the reason why the defense was terrible. Like, let's not act like this defense played a lot into this offense playing
That's
better.
True. Yes,
you know
of
what
course.
I'm saying? Yep, all them slow starts earlier in the year, we got better towards the end of the season, but we was not scoring in the first quarter, and the defense was holding them to 7-0. Let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying? So, Kellen Moore, you know, he a cute little guy, but Kellen Moore, you a sucker, dog. Shout out to Rio.
Wow.
You up here trying to take our players, take our coaches. And you hiring all, you interviewing the whole staff. Damn, I thought you coached me. Dallas and everybody, where are them guys at? Why you interviewing our whole staff? Oh, my good damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to take, like, Nussmeier, it makes sense. You know, his son playing at LSU. They probably going to try to draft him next year, you know, try to make a little Bronny LeBron coaching.
Yeah,
you know? That makes sense. But, damn, you hiring the running back. You trying to interview the running back coach.
Listen, we better find out how much money there under the salary cap. He's going to be signing
exactly.
Josh Sweat and Zach Bond
exactly.
and Kai Becton.
Right. And I'm going to be real. If you need to give us, you know, a little Chris Olave, we'll take him off your hands. You know what I'm saying? Well, whatever you need to get rid of the clear some cap, you know how he caught a Saints up. Thanksgiving, whatever you want for
free.
We
don't want Chris Olave. He can't listen. God bless him, but he can't stay healthy, man.
At the number three, man. At the number three or four, I take him. I don't want nobody on their defense though. They too old.
Last thing,
man.
Corey, did you have a good time at the? I didn't see you at the parade.
Did you go to the parade?
Survive the parade.
Yeah, I think I got a little sickness, a little something from it. But y'all up high. Jack Austin, his phone don't work. I'm messaging him. He talking about all the – I'm like, whatever, man. All right, I'll holler at y'all next time. But I had a good old time. You know, got a high five from Landon Dickerson.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a good old time celebrating the win. But I ain't missed. Like, y'all missed the appreciation day yesterday. We're going to have to do another one.
I heard some of it.
Yeah. We'll have to have a little talk with
y'all.
Broads. All right, Corey.
All right, Corey.
Yeah. Broads, what do you think of Broads doing his big theme shows here when we're not here?
Disgusting!
Yeah, what do we think of that? There's no doubt he thought about that doing that specific show in the time slot where Jack and I were.
Listen, I thought he was perfect. I thought it was, listen, I the perfect guy to have a Jalen Hurts appreciation day.
Thirsty Broads.
Yeah, listen, he pulled it off, though. He did it.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people who called up wanting to appreciate Jalen.
He's something else, man. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles hire from within for offensive coordinator, or should they go outside the organization? And Corey mentioned we weren't down there in the parade. I have to be honest with you. I thought the parade was amazing to watch where we were.
Yeah.
We were up in the Logan, you know, on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cold. I am too old to be down with everybody else. It isn't that I don't love the Eagles, and it isn't that I don't love, you know, the fans and our listeners.
Oh, you said it right. We're too old to be down there, bro.
Dude, I'm too old for that.
I
get irritated when there's more than five people in a room, much less, because we had to run back, and it was after the parade was over. Even at that point, with everybody dispersed, I'm like, too many people here. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm looking behind me.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true, man.
Like, it's not
a lot of people, man. A million plus people are a lot of people.
It's too many people.
Man.
Too many people. It's like 15 links.
Man, I tell you, the drone shots.
Oh, yeah.
Flying over the top. Those were pretty cool to see.
Yeah,
I've seen
crazy.
Some of those videos. Because where we were, sometimes you don't realize how many people that were lined up and down Broad Street.
Right.
And that parade started in South Philly.
Yep.
So you think about how many fans that lined the Broad Street on both sides. It would have like 10 deep on each side all the way into Center City. It was a beautiful sight. What a sight.
Amazing sight from up top of a different building. From up top of a different building.
And I agree.
In my young days, I used to go to festival concerts all the time. I would have been there right in the middle of it. It's just like, I don't have that in me anymore. I just don't have it in me. Again, glad it happened. Glad you went.
Yeah.
And you're glad that I was in the middle of it, too. 215-592-9494. Carl in Maple Shade. You're on WIP. What's up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me in.
Yes, sir.
What up, Carl?
Not like being in a winner's circle.
It is great to be in a winner's circle, right?
Feels good. Almost don't know how to handle it, to be quite honest with you.
It hasn't even completely sunk in yet. They want me to talk about Phillies. I mean, there's just so much Eagles talk.
Yeah.
One of them, Zach Bond. I mean, I want him back, like, priority number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing that he's holding all the cards. And if I was the Eagles, I wouldn't be afraid to remind his agent that the reason he's excelled is because he's playing behind the best defense in the game. If he goes somewhere else, other teams know. He might not. I mean, if he wants to continue to play at the same level that he's been playing at, then he'll stay with us.
Mm. Well, I mean... No. Go ahead, Ike. I'm sorry.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, listen, that's great for us as Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way, but they're going to have to at least give him a respectable offer that he wouldn't mind taking. I'm sure he wants to be here also, but this probably will be, Carl, his one and only shot to achieve family financial security, right? That goes beyond just his immediate family. It could go into his kids' generations of growing up. You know, if there's a team out there that's willing to offer him $20-30 million, I don't see how he turns that down at 27, 28 years old. He's certainly not going to get a bigger payday down the road, and he's won a championship. So, I mean, we can't take the Super Bowl back from him. He's going to be a champion for the rest of his life. And for a guy who came out and paid his dues and was a backup player and never saw that big payday, he wants to cash in. I know it's great that he played here and he played in the system, he played behind these players, but a lot of the credit goes to Zach Bond. He put in the work to do this. Like, he's not just solely successful because of the guys that are around him and the team that he was on. You got to give him credit also for putting the work in. And then capitalizing when the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah, they're successful because of him as much as he's successful because of them. And
we want him here. I want him here.
Carl, I think it's easy for us to count other people's money, but if you have a difference, let's say they guaranteed him $20 million here and somebody else guaranteed him $32 million. Like,
at $12 million is a lot of money to turn down.
Far be it from me to, you know.
Well, guys, so. I would never count anybody else's money. I think that the Eagles will offer him financial security along with incentives that might be able to make up for all the variables and things that are involved. There's no way that the Eagles are not going to offer him security in life.
I agree.
In some way or another.
I agree, and I think if it's anything close, he stays. I think Zach Bond realizes exactly what Carl said. He's playing with a great young defense. He has great talent in front of him. He's playing for a coach who had the foresight to see him playing as a stack linebacker, which he had never done before. He's always been an edge guy, and he excelled at it. Why wouldn't he want to stay here? But he's not going to just stay here out of loyalty. It's up to the Eagles to at least give him an offer that he feels appreciated. And he's like, you know what? If it's just a couple million dollars different, yeah, I'll stay here. I want to be here.
Yeah, there's a reason that he doesn't, that I'm sure his agent told him, you're not allowed to sign a contract at the parade. Right?
Right.
At this
he
moment.
He would have signed it then.
At this moment, everybody feels like, and you could hear it from the players who, this is the first time they've experienced this. You heard it from Bond. You heard it from Becton. You heard it from Saquon, of course. But then there's the issue of his entire future and all those things. And I think it's important they retain him. I actually don't have Bond number one on my most important list to retain him. But he was huge for the Eagles this year. But this is probably the biggest, whatever contract he signs now is the biggest contract he's ever going to sign in his NFL career. So he has to make sure that it's right.
Here's the one good thing for us as Eagles fans. He's the cheapest of the group.
Yes, in terms of total cost.
Yes.
Yep.
He will be the cheapest of the group. So he should be the one that's easier to sign of the other free agents. It's just a matter of where's that priority for the Eagles?
Yep.
Is it, you know, they love to build on the lines, in the trenches, D-linemen, O-linemen. You know, if they say they would rather have Milton Williams I don't know. Milton Williams is probably going to cost you more than Zach Bond cost.
Josh Sweat's going to cost you more than Zach Bond.
Josh Sweat is probably going to cost you more than Zach Bond. Mekhi Becton is probably going to cost you more than Zach Bond would cost you.
Yep.
So that's the good thing for the Eagles, for us as fans, is that he won't be as expensive as those other guys.
215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni get to pick his offensive coordinator? Even now, he didn't pick the last one. We did fine. Coming up
next.
Well,
he's the new BDN.
Who Nick is?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen him in the shower.
Wow.
Well, I haven't. Well, I haven't seen the other one in the shower, I think, yes. Fairness. No one's mentioned it, though. None of the Eagles mentioned. Hey, guess what? We got another one here. Coming up next, I'm just telling it like it is. Coming up next, the MVP odds are already out for next NFL season. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know where Jalen Hurts sits in those odds, Ike, and we'll discuss what we should expect from Jalen next year. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.